It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Former Pittsburgh Police Chief Nate Harper will plead guilty next month to federal charges that he conspired to steal city police funds deposited into unauthorized police credit union accounts. The grand jury that indicted Harper has disbanded, but a second grand jury has begun to look into possible misappropriation of funds by the police and Mayor Luke Ravenstahl's office. This week, there has been testimony by the mayor's chief of staff and a former acquaintance. I'm joined now in Studio A by Pittsburgh Tribune-Review reporter Bobby Kerlick, who has been following this story. Bobby, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Paul, and glad to be back on the South Side. Thanks.
Where do things stand with this investigation?
Well, earlier this week on Tuesday, I can tell you that one of the mayor's former girlfriends, for lack of a better term, he had dated, testified before the grand jury. And also, more importantly, his chief of staff spent more than an hour behind closed doors with federal prosecutors and investigating grand jury.
What can we deduce from the fact that the mayor's chief of staff has been called in and has testified before the grand jury?
Well, we've talked to a lot of legal experts that analyze these types of things. And I can tell you that the chief of staff is probably the highest ranking political appointee for the mayor. He serves as the chairman of the Urban Redevelopment Authority, which handles millions of dollars in city funds and federal funds. And he's sort of been the mayor's right-hand man throughout his administration. He's the deal. He gets deals done for the mayor. He runs the non-public safety aspect of this, of City Hall. People answer to him. And, you know, he is, again, the mayor's right-hand man. So when federal investigators, if they're calling this guy to see what he knows everything. You know, good and bad. He knows everything that the administration has done over the years.
There was a quote in the article from University of Pittsburgh law professor John Burkoff, who said, quote, "It's not a good sign for the mayor, certainly." And that was in reference to the fact that his chief of staff was called to testify. So how are you interpreting all of this?
Well, I'm interpreting it that they're certainly and this was a quote from the mayor's attorney, Chuck Porter, when I talked to him shortly after all these people came in to testify. He said, "It appears the government is intent upon examining the entirety of the mayor's personal life." And I would agree with that because the people that have gone in to testify all have very close ties to the mayor. And in fact, when I was preparing for this interview, I went back and I was looking to see who had all come in to testify before the grand jury that we know of, that we saw walk into the grand jury room. We know that his current and former bodyguards, Dom Schulley, Matt Gontner, Fred Crawford, have all been there to testify. We know the mayor's personal secretary has been there to testify. We know that the former head of the stadium authority, Debbie Listitian, has been there to testify. Another woman who knew the mayor socially, Ashley Barna, has been in there to testify. And then now you see Yaron Zober going in. So it's a steady stream of people that have very, very close ties with the mayor. You know, the mayor's attorney, Chuck Porter, has said over and over again, you know, "We have not been notified that we're the target of any investigation." And you know, has essentially hinted that, you know, this is a fishing expedition, you know, and that the government's intent upon examining all of the mayor's, all aspects of his life, really.
And the delving into the personal life, I realize that at this point, many of us who are following this and those who are involved in it can only speculate or are limited in what can be said. But when they are looking into the mayor's personal life, what are they looking for?
Well, that's what we would really like to know that. I don't know, but we think that, you know, we can sort of guess from what they're looking at. I mean, from who they've called as far as what they're looking at. We know that they have the federal government has subpoenaed parking leases, copies of valet parking permits that the city issued to a guy by the name of Rob Gigliotti. He was a Ravenstahl political supporter. He owns a parking company, and they have city licenses to operate six lots. And the Urban Redevelopment Authority, which is the mayor's chief of staff chairs, owns two of those lots. And we know that the federal government was they subpoenaed those leases. We actually saw FBI agents carrying boxes into the grand jury room labeled parking variances. So, you know, we know that they some of the things that they're looking at. We know that the Urban Redevelopment Authority yesterday revealed that they had gotten a subpoena from the federal government for documents, to turn over documents. They wouldn't say what documents they were, what they're related to, but certainly it comes on the heels of Yaron Zober's testimony. So you would think that they're probing some things there. as far as what they're looking at in the mayor's personal life, we're not sure, but I can tell you that one of the attorney for one of the bodyguards, former bodyguard Fred Crawford, his attorney Bob Stewart, minutes after his client was in the grand jury room, came out and said that the federal grand jury is they're looking at the mayor, he's a target, and that they're looking at the mayor's late night, as he said, quote, carousing, and the money that the bodyguards were paid to watch the mayor while he was out late at night.
We're talking with Pittsburgh Tribune Review reporter Bobby Kerlick here on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. He has been following the story of the grand jury investigation into possible impropriety, alleged impropriety, by Mayor Luke Ravenstahl's office. What, if any, impact could former police chief Nate Harper's guilty plea have on the mayor's situation?
Well, the guilty plea itself, probably not much. But the fact that he is so readily cooperating, apparently, with federal authorities could have an impact on the mayor's situation. If the mayor were to be indicted, and we don't know if he is, in fact, you know, that's a stretch at this point. But, you know, if you've already under indictment and you're trying to get a deal for yourself, you know, you always go up the chain, right? Nobody testifies against people that are below them. So certainly if he's going to plead guilty, his attorney, the chief's attorneys have said there's no plea deal in place, but you would think that if the chief had anything on the mayor, he would certainly be eligible to testify. That would probably come out in court. We don't know that yet, but we know that the chief has been interviewed by the FBI more than five times, both before and after his indictment. So certainly the impact of the guilty plea itself, not much, but the fact that the chief is clearly cooperating with the investigation at this point.
Are the feds trying to make their case for indicting Mayor Ravenstahl if an indictment comes down? Are they trying to get this done before he leaves office?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, but it would certainly make a bigger impact, a bigger splash if they were to indict a sitting mayor as opposed to someone who's no longer in office. So the grand jury, the chief's attorneys told us that the grand jury that indicted the chief expired at the end of his – when he was indicted. So we assume that this is a new panel. Panels can be – they can last for 18 months. So this panel has been there presumably about 7 months. So they could take up to another year, but it would certainly probably lose the impact.
And if Mayor Ravenstahl is indicted, and especially if it happens before he leaves office, how does that impact the city of Pittsburgh?
Well, it impacts the city in a couple ways. I've talked to several high-ranking city employees, and they're very disappointed with this whole situation. You know, talked to one yesterday who said that he was, you know, it paints all city employees with a broad brush that they don't think is fair. You know, it makes everybody, he told me, he said it makes all of us look crooked, and that's not the case. So I think the morale there is not very good in the mayor's office right now. You know, and as far as how it impacts the city, I think that certainly if the mayor were to be indicted, they would have to have someone appointed. He would probably step down to take over to finish out the term.
So where do you see things going from here?
Well, certainly we know that there's been no indictment yet.
Right.
So
who do we have yet to hear from? Who do you think may still be called to testify in front of the grand jury?
I don't know who's left. I mean, there's certainly a lot of high-ranking city officials that have not testified, but you know, that doesn't mean anything. You know, and there are a lot of people that have personal ties and professional ties to the mayor that haven't testified yet, and they may never testify. So I don't know. I mean, certainly if they have not issued an indictment yet, that means that they're probably – the investigation obviously is incomplete and that they want to hear from more people. Who those people are, we don't know. Unfortunately for us in the press, grand juries, subpoenas, are they don't tell us when they're sending them out. But I would imagine there's going to be more because simply for the fact that we don't have an indictment yet.
And what's your your gut feeling about which way you think the case will go? Where are things pointing at this point?
Well, the only place that I know that it's pointing is to continue the investigation because we don't have an indictment yet. As far as whether I think he's going to get indicted, that's not for me to say. But, it's been certainly going on for 7 months. These things can take time or they can be quick. So, nobody knows what's in the federal investigators' heads at this point.
Bobby Kierlik is a reporter for the Tribune Review who has been following the story of the grand jury investigation into alleged misuse of city staff and assets by Mayor Luke Ravenstahl. He has joined us here in Studio A. Bobby, we appreciate your making your way down here through the weather. Some dicey weather today in Pittsburgh, but you made it to the south side, and we appreciate it.
I made it in just before the rain started pouring, so I think I made good time. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Up next, a conversation about the life and times of Jesus of Nazareth with author Reza Aslan on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.